And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to College Station High School, where tonight the Brenham Cubettes continue district play as they take on the College Station Lady Cougars. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And Tommy, it seems like we just started with district play, and now here we are with this game. We officially reached the halfway point.
Yeah, I tell you what, you're exactly right. We're at that point where we're halfway through, and of all things, Cubettes need a victory this evening.
They certainly do. As far as the playoff standings, College Station so far has dominated the district here in the early going. And so the Cubettes have a tall order in front of them tonight. And they'll be looking to the sophomore, Kylie Baker, out in the circle tonight to try to pitch them on to victory. And they got the field preparations underway, and we will be bringing the game. And we've got a lot to talk about here during the pregame show, including we're going to take a look at our district standings as they are right now. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our Brenham Cubette pregame sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
Need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
As we come back here to College Station High School on the Lady Cougar softball field, it's time now to take a look at our district standings as to where they're at right now. And currently, College Station on top of the district. They are 6-0. In second place is A&M Consolidated. They are 5-1. In third place is Lake Creek. They're 4-2. Fourth place right now is Magnolia West, 3-3. And in fifth place, we have a tie between Brenham and Magnolia. They're both 2-4. In seventh right now, Montgomery, 1-5. And then in last place, Bryan Rutter, they are at 0-6. And we go back last week, Tommy, to that game against Magnolia West. And you hate to say the umpires cost you the game, but there were two crucial calls in that game that really hurt the Cubettes' chances of winning, and now also gives Magnolia West the advantage, because the Cubettes could be, if they weren't for those two calls, could have potentially won the game and be in fourth place right now. Instead, they ended up losing and dropping down to fifth.
You're exactly right, and there were two crucial plays. There's no doubt about it, but I do like the point that Coach Van Hook brought up. When you when you make as many mental mistakes that we did, those two kind of wash out, you know. And then you go back and look at, okay, what could we have done better?
Right. And another point she brought up is because when you score 9 runs in a game,
you
normally win.
You normally win those games. Yes.
Yeah, and it didn't happen. And so I know they've been working hard in practice, getting ready for this one, because it's going to be a tough task here against a really good College Station team. And we'll see how it transpires here tonight. But first, we're going to send you back to the studios, and let's hear once again from our sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And back we go here. It's time now to take a look at your starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you this evening by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham. Local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the visiting Brenham Cubettes, they will have Hallie Shield leading things off, playing center field. Batting second will be the first baseman, Kaylin Rodriguez. Batting third, the left fielder, Sarah Mabee. Batting fourth will be the third baseman, Annie Beckendorf. Batting fifth will be the shortstop, Avery Maurer. Batting sixth, right fielder, Nevaeh Holmes. Batting seventh will be the second baseman, Mackenzie Tiemann. Batting eighth will be the catcher, Stella Landry. And batting ninth, the designated player, Kenley Ankoviak. And your starting pitcher this evening will be Kylie Baker. Meanwhile, for the College Station Lady Cougars, it'll be Shannon Yates leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the catcher, Chloe Ream. Batting third will be the pitcher, Gracie Ream. Batting fourth, first baseman, Bryce Clendenin. Batting fifth will be the center fielder, Mia Wiggins. Batting sixth, designated player, Simone Clark. And Clark is hitting for the right fielder, Caitlin Goggin. Batting seventh will be the third baseman, Reese Dalton. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, Aubrey Little. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, Kalia Carrion. And that is a look at the College Station starting lineup. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our game time weather forecast as we send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 2 minutes from our Brenham Cubette pregame sponsors.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Taylor Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Taylor Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Taylor Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Taylor Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Taylor Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
And as we come back here now, it's time to take a look at your game time weather update. And together, the game time weather update this evening is brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, you can visit blinn.edu. And taking a look at our weather right now. Here in College Station, it's 63 degrees outside under sunny skies. And sunset tonight scheduled for 7:41. And, of course, we got up to 65 earlier today. And then tonight, it's supposed to drop down to 45 degrees. And then sunrise in the morning scheduled for 7:19. And then not much of a wind, but breeze just blowing at 6 miles an hour. 50% humidity, and feels like 61 degrees out there, and looks like no rain in sight, so we should be good to go here for tonight for this one. And that is a look at your game time weather update brought to you by our good friends at Blinn College. Back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Coke Horse Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
All right, back we go here to College Station High School. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you as we're getting ready for the final game of the first half of district play between the Brenham Cubettes and the College Station Lady Cougars. And Coach Olivia Van Hook and Coach Vinny Carrion, I guess, waiting on the umpires. I just noticed that. That's what I was like, why are we not starting yet? And the boys in blue have not made their way back out onto the field yet.
Doesn't surprise you.
But I see one coming. So hopefully
they're not in a hurry though.
Yeah, they never are.
Right.
They get a flat fee. They ain't paid by the hour.
That's it. I can write the book on that, not getting paid by the hour.
Yeah. You think that causes
them? That's a joke, though. It's all right.
You think that would cause them to speed up rather than?
Yeah.
But as we were talking about earlier, important game for the Cubettes tonight. They could get out of here with a win tonight. That would definitely give them some momentum going in the second half of district play on Thursday night.
The one thing that, you know, that we just related to it just a little bit, but, you know, Coach Van Hook is going to give Kylie Baker a shot tonight.
And, yeah.
You know, sooner or later, you're going to have to face teams of this caliber.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not start tonight and let's go out there and
see what happens.
Let's get the team behind her and let's see if we can come out of here with a victory.
Big key for the Cubettes is main thing is the last few games is just limiting the defensive not only errors but mental mistakes too, cutting down on those, and because we've seen as earlier in the season. When they've had games where they kept the errors to not committing any at all, or maybe one, two at the most, they've had a lot of success. But then when you have some games where you got four or five errors, it's hard to win that way.
No, it's a terrific point you brought that up, Doug. We know that this team is capable of really playing solid defense. And when you play solid defense and don't make any mistakes out there, you know, that opens the door for your offense to do, you know, start getting a line drive here, a line drive there, and a bunt here and there. And, you know, the next thing you know, you're in the ball game.
Absolutely.
And you can play with anybody.
Absolutely. And they're having the official plate meeting. That is going to do it for the pregame show. And when we come back, we will have our national anthem as well as the official on-field introductions. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blend Bucks and Lady Bucks.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
The pregame show is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Force Food, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing, and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, DD and Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Blinn College, Techler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, they're doing the official introductions.
19, Annie Beckendorf. 4, Avery Maurer. 2, Nevaeh Holmes. 9, Mackenzie Tiemann. 16, Stella Landry. 11, Kinley Ankoviak. And 18, Kylie Baker. The Cubettes are led by head coach Katie Roberts and assisted by Megan Whalen, Olivia Van Hook, and Ryan Campbell. And now the starters for your Cougars. Excuse me, the reserves. Junior number 1, Mary Stackhouse. Junior number 3, Bella DeLeon. Junior number 4, Brenna Pruitt. Senior number 5, Dallas Adiano. Junior number 10, Bailey Southard. Senior number 14, Ella Sin. And senior number 19, Mia Ramirez. Number 1, our sophomore shortstop, number 8, Shannon Yates. Number 12, junior catcher, Chloe Ream. Number 20, junior pitcher, Gracie Ream. Number 9, our first baseman, senior, Bryce Clendenin. Number 2, junior center fielder, Mia Wiggins. Number 44, sophomore, designated player, Simone Clark. Number 11, senior third baseman, Reese Dalton. Number 43, left fielder, sophomore, Aubrey Litton. Number 23, freshman, second baseman, Kalia Carrion. And our senior flex, number 6, Caitlin Goggin. Head coach is Vinny Carrion, assisted by Kristen Gutierrez, Dayton Isbell, and the Caitlin Francis. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your hats, covers for the national anthem. and it's Cougar softball time. And leading off for the Brenham Cubettes,
center fielder. And as we get set for the start of the ball game, and we're going to send you back to the studios, and here's 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
And we welcome you back here as we're getting set for the start of the ball game. And just had a change for College Station as they're flip-flopping their number 5 and number 7 hitters. And so Reese Dalton, who is the third baseman, is going to hit fifth, and then Mia Wiggins, who's the center fielder, is going to be hitting in the number 7 hole. And Hallie Shield will lead it off for the Cubettes. Left-hand batter, right-handed pitcher, in the first pitch from Ream is the second pitch, 1-1. Or actually, no, that is 1-0, right? And a little ground ball back to the pitcher. Throw to first, and it gets down the line. Not enough for Shield to advance.
Ooh, good job by their College Station right fielder backing up that play at first.
Up next for the Cubettes, first baseman, number 20, Kalen Rodriguez.
And so Shield gets aboard here. And that'll bring up Kalen Rodriguez next. So runner first.
That's good to see there for the Cubettes. Get that leadoff runner on base.
And Gracie Ream in the circle. She's working the twin sister Chloe Ream back behind the plate. And pitches down low for a ball. Coach Carrion was telling me before the game, he said this is the third set of twins that he's coached in a row.
He had a pretty good set here a year or so ago.
Yeah. And pitches outside for a ball, and it's 2-0. Time is called. And Chloe Ream going out to have a word with Gracie Ream. And coaches in place for the Brenham Cubettes. Of course, Coach Katie Roberts not with us tonight, still on maternity leave. And so you got Coach Olivia Van Hook at third base and Coach Megan Whalen down there at first.
Coach, we're thinking about you.
Yeah.
We know the little one sleeps all day and up all night.
Yep. Squares away to bunt, and Rodriguez bunts that one foul. And it's 2-1. Sarah Mabee, the left fielder, waiting on deck.
That's a Lane's foul ball.
And we know that's not the first one that's ever done that.
Oh, yeah. And everybody said, well, it's the third go-around for her and Phil. They should be used to it by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you doesn't always work out that way. And this is one, a bunt by Rodriguez. Ream fields it, throws to first.
She got her job. Got the job done.
And a sacrifice bunt there and gets Shield over to second base.
Up next, left fielder, number 14, Sarah Baby.
And Sarah Baby, the batter there, and takes the first pitch for a strike.
For making that comment, I bet you I won't get a Christmas card.
And next pitch coming. So Seal at second, maybe batting. Ream comes set with the next pitch. Swung on and missed. And maybe down on strike.
One,
for out
two,
number two.
Three strikes, you're out.
I tell you what, a pretty good fastball there by Gracie Ream.
Two outs for the Cougars.
That'll bring up Andy Beckendorf now, the third baseman.
Andy Beckendorf, number 19, third base.
Beckendorf, a senior, starter of the varsity all 4 years. And takes the first pitch for a ball. And Beckendorf swings and misses, and it's 1-1. And Ream coming with the next pitch. That one upstairs a ball, and it's 2-1. Lashiel on, two outs here in the inning. And Beckendorf come waiting on the pitch from Ream. That one outside, and it's 3-1.
I wonder who in the Ream family decided which one was going to be catcher and which one was going to be pitcher.
I imagine they probably figured that out when they got old.
I'm sure that was a conversation at the dinner table.
Yep. And that one, Ream comes back and gets the inside corner, and it's 3-2.
Good. She came back with a fastball a little above the knees, right on that inside corner.
And next pitch, and Beckendorf swings and misses. She's down
one,
on strikes.
One, two, three strikes, you're out. That gets us out of the bottom.
And so
the top
in the
innings,
no runs, one
Cougar
hit, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning, and Cubs nothing. Cougars coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Grid.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Right, Cougar Club would like to thank a few of our sponsors, our top level, victory level.
And back we go as we head to the bottom of the first inning. And it's Kylie Baker in the circle and working to Stella Landry behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Kaylin Rodriguez at first base. Mackenzie Tiemann at second. Left side, Avery Maurer at short. And Annie Beckendorf at third. Into the outfield, Hallie Shield at center. Flanked and right by Nevaeh Holmes. And in left by Sarah Maybe. And for College Station, it is going to be Shannon Yates, the shortstop, to lead things off here. Cubs dressed out in their road black uniforms with green letters and numbers with a white trim. College Station, black pants this evening along with the purple jerseys.
Are up and ready to go. Sophomore shortstop, number eight.
And black letters and numbers with the white trim. And Yates, a sophomore. And Baker with her first pitch. Right down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1.
That's always encouraging to see a sophomore at shortstop that you're going to watch for two more years after this.
Yeah. Next pitch up.
Hang in there, Doug.
Yeah, and next pitch up high, 1-1. Don't know if I swallowed wrong or what. And next pitch, that one way outside, goes to the backstop, and it is 2-1 now. Baker going to take a minute to walk around the circle. And that one fouled away. Two balls, two strikes.
Hey, good job there by Kylie. Come right back at her. Even the count.
And it's been a while since we've seen Baker pitch. Heidi Busker's been handling the bulk of the pitching duties lately for the Cubettes.
And been doing a really good job.
She certainly has. And that one up high for a ball.
Cougar fans, make some noise.
Three balls and two strikes.
Count on the board.
And that one, strike three called, yes. And it's caught looking for out number one.
Okay, well, Kylie came in there with straight fastball and blew it right by her.
And now that'll ring up next, Chloe Ream.
Our junior catcher, number 12, Chloe Ream.
Right-handed batter, right-hand pitcher.
Home runs on the season.
And next pitch coming, and that one's going to be hit out into right center. And making the grab there is Nevaeh Holmes for out number two. Holmes making a nice diving grab there.
Already going to center field, was cutting off the bat to right field.
Good job there by Nevaeh.
Yeah. And that'll bring up Gracie Ream now. With
up next to the plate.
Two quick outs for the Cubettes.
Gracie Ream.
By the way, I think we forgot to mention both Chloe and Gracie are juniors this season for the College Station Cougars. And next pitch up high for a ball from Baker. And next pitch coming. That's down low for a ball, 1-1. Or did he call it 2-0? Oh. Yeah, it is 2-0. Okay, I thought he called it. Okay. That one fouled away. Now it's 2-1.
Quick motion, but a lot of moving parts. Some set goes up.
Yeah, as you look down, the Lady Cougars in the third base dugout. Cubettes in the first base dugout. And this one is going to be another fly ball. Holmes is going to get another chance here. And underneath, she lost it in the sun, and I think it got her in the
face. Second base.
I think it hit her in the face. I think she lost it in the sun.
That one.
And coach is going to go out to check on her.
Off the nose or something like that. She's walking around the outfield.
And they're gonna make. She's trying to walk it off, but and
eyes are off of her. Game over.
Well, that's a bad with the sun right now. It's shining directly in the eyes of the
of the right fielder.
The right fielder,
yes,
also first and second as well.
Get off the visor.
And it looks like she's okay.
Great shot by Gracie Ream to right field. Glad we're okay. The Brenham players
are
okay out there.
Endless sky.
Little two-out rally right here. Up next, we got senior first baseman, number 9, Bryce Clendenin.
And so that will bring up Bryce Clendenin. And that'll be an E9 on Ream. Or for Ream to reach base there. And she's at second base. And Clendenin, of course, we remember her from last year very well.
Oh, Doug, we do have a courtesy runner, and I did not see it. I apologize.
It's okay. We'll see if we can pick it up here as the inning progresses. And a pie for a ball.
And last night,
1-0 count.
I think, and I'm sure it's 10. Bailey Souther.
Okay. And next pitch from Bake. And that one foul over to the right side and pass the
bleachers. That's a Dave's Hot Chicken. Foul ball.
One ball and one strike.
Clendenin,
the cleanup hitter for the Cougars. And pitch from Baker. Try to check her swing.
Yes.
Umpire says she went around, and it is 1-2.
Good lively fastball there from Kylie. 1-2
now. For the Cougar senior first baseman.
And next pitch. That one ground ball to second, knocked down by Teeman. Maurer over, throws to first, and got her. What a play. Heads up play there by Avery Maurer, staying with that one. And the Cubs get out of the inning, so
and
no
as
runs.
We go to the top of the second.
No runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. We go to the second inning. We are scoreless. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services. Providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
And as we come back here to College Station, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And Avery Maurer will lead it off, followed by Nevaeh Holmes and then Mackenzie Teeman. I'll tell you what, Maurer making a heck of a play, Tommy.
Oh,
in that
yeah,
last
no doubt
inning.
About it. Great job there by... when the ball was hit, it was shaded more towards second, but a little bit to McKenzie's right, and she just didn't quite get to it. It bounced off her glove, and great job by Avery.
And pitch to Maurer is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Our junior shortstop, third year at the varsity level. And pitches up high, 1-1.
Looked as though she came with change up and it just got away from her a little.
Yeah. And next one up high, and it is 2-1. Gets the sign. Next pitch on the way. And that one's outside, and it's 3-1. Bauer trying to get on base, get something going here for the Cubettes in the second inning. And that one in there for a strike, and it's 3-2.
Cougar fans, make some noise. Gracie's got a full
count.
With that
lively fastball again.
And next pitch coming. And Maurer fouls that one back into the screen, and that'll remain 3-2.
Got a runner on board. Strano at second. By Haley Shield. Station also stranded runner on second, the bottom of the first after a two base error in the outfield. They at home lost one in the sun.
And that one just missed, and it's a walk to Maurer. And that'll bring up Nevaeh Holmes.
Up next for the Cubettes, the right fielder, number two, Nevaeh Holmes.
Holmes, one of six seniors on the team for the Cubettes this year. Getting the start in right field tonight. Squares away to bunt and swings through, and that's going to be strike one. Dalton Clendon and playing in at the corners for College Station. And next pitch, tried to bunt again and swings through, and it's 0-2.
Oh, Nevaeh, get the bat out front.
Mackenzie Tiemann waiting on deck. Next pitch from Ream. Swung on a miss, and Holmes is down on strikes.
One, and two, three, you're out.
And for Ream, that is her third strikeout of the game thus far.
Up next, number nine, the second baseman, Mackenzie Tiemann.
And Mackenzie Tiemann to step in here. Sophomore second baseman in her second year at the varsity level. And pitch strike call. Busy young lady coming off getting a calf scramble certificate at the Rodeo Houston.
She had a busy week or two down at the livestock show.
And swings and misses at the next pitch. And it's 0-2.
I tell you what, she's a great softball player and, a great ag student also. Does an outstanding job.
And a nice young lady on top of that.
Oh, yes.
And that one just missed the corner. And it's one ball and two strikes. Stella Landry, the catcher, would be due up next for the Cubettes. One on, one out here in the top of the second. And Reem's next pitch. And Tiemann swings and misses. She's down
one,
on strikes.
One, two, three strikes. You're out.
And that's four Ks now for Reem. And that'll bring up Stella Landry, the catcher.
Up next, the catcher, number 16, Stella Landry.
Landry, a junior, in her second year with the Cubettes. And swings and misses at the first pitch, and it's 0-1.
Stella has really improved behind the plate over that 1 year.
Oh, she certainly has.
She's done a really great job this year.
And takes the next pitch a little high, and it's 1-1.
Which is good with her being a sophomore. Get to work with...
And swung out and missed.
1-2.
One ball, two strikes.
With the sophomore Kylie Baker and also the junior Heidi Busker.
Yep.
Grace Reed, one pitch away from getting out of the top of the second inning unscathed. Runner on first. 1-2 to Landry.
And swings and pops this one up. Clendenin give a chance.
Play by Bryce Clendenin on the foul ball recovery.
And
three outs. Let's get
the Cougar bats going. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Still no score here in College Station. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brunner Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
La Roche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West. Offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stegan Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And as we move along to the bottom of the second inning, and for College Station, it'll be Reese Dalton, Simone Clark, and Mia Wiggins to bat here against Kylie Baker. No score between the two teams in this District 21 5A matchup. And Baker ready with her first pitch of the inning. And that one's a ground ball to short. Maurer up with it. Fires on to Rodriguez at first base. One pitch, one out.
Well, we like that.
Number 44, the sophomore to the net player, Simone Clark.
And that'll bring up Simone Clark next. Clark batting for the right fielder, Caitlin Goggin. Left-hand batter against the right-hand pitcher. Next pitch up high for a ball, and it's 1-0. And Baker, next pitch. Taking for a ball, and it's 2-0. Next pitch coming. And down low on the way, a ball, and it's 3-0. Mia Wiggins would be due up next. And next pitch from Baker. And in there for a strike, just nips the outside corner. And it's 3-1.
3-1 down to Simone Clark. Big lefty.
Next pitch coming. And that one fouled over to the left side.
That's a Chicken Express. Foul ball.
Three balls, two strikes. Pitcher, but the ball got Cubbett's got a break there because the ball got loose onto the field, and right as Clark had just hit one that would have been extra bases,
a blue darter,
yeah,
at the base of the fence,
and so it's completely what, because somebody was flipping the foul ball back over the field and it ended up rolling all the way out to shortstop.
Make some noise, Cougar fans, we got a full count on the board.
And so 3-2 count on Clark. And the pitch from Baker. And just
walk.
Close
walk,
pitch,
walk.
And so Clark will take the walk on down to first.
Close.
And that'll bring up Mia Wiggins. And next pitch is down low for a ball. It's 1-0.
Throw strikes, Collie.
Clark stands on first, one out here, bottom of the second inning. 0-0 ball game.
Next pitch, and that one, a bouncer over the middle. Maurer up with it. Only play is to first, and gets the out as Clark goes to second.
A little blooper by Mia advances Simone.
Next and that'll up, bring up Aubrey Litton.
Sophomore left fielder, number 43, Aubrey Litton.
So runner at second, two down now. Tell you what, TL, another nice play there by Maurer.
Good job by Avery charging the ball, really making the strong throw to first.
And now Litton the batter. And this one foul back.
That's a raise in Canes.
Aubrey Litton, the daughter of the baseball coach for the Cougars.
Oh, okay. Good to know. And that one, a ground ball. Maurer up with it again. Fires across to first and gets the out. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. And we played through two. Still no score here in College Station.
Back and that's the end of the second inning. Going
from the Sports Friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
All right, as we come back here to the top of the third inning, and it's time now for our Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue Home Run Inning, where we're going to give somebody a chance to win $30 worth of gasoline. If a Cubhead hits a home run, or if they hit a double or triple this inning, it's a chance for a free rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. And it is going to be for the Cubhead's leading it off, Kinley and Kobiak, and Kinley's going to be hitting four.
Shannon Wellman.
All right, Shannon, you are first up here this evening.
We're back in the action. Up for the Cubs, number 11. The designated player, Kinley and Kobiak.
And then Kobiak hitting for the pitcher, Baker. And as we said, $30 worth of gasoline for a home run, and double or triple is a rack of ribs. So as we like to say, you can't go wrong either way.
Never a loser with the ribs.
And pitches up high for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Starting to set now. Looks like the
shape of the sun's only really. And ready with the next pitch. And that one outside of ball, and it's 2-0. We have Kobiak, Shield, and Rodriguez here in the inning. And that one is back across the plate, and it's 2-1. Now that one is a strike, swung on and missed, and 2-2.
Just straight heat again, Doug.
Yep.
Kenley just couldn't catch up to it.
Yeah, I noticed that the first couple of pitches she was throwing them outside, but then the last two she's busted them inside. That time she tries to go back outside, and it's 3-2.
Cougar fans, I need you to make some noise. We've got full count here.
Good job there by Kenley. Ball is out of the strike zone.
And 3 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch coming. Swung on and missed, and then Kowiak down on strikes for out number one.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. Up next for the Cubettes, yeah, the flex player, number 18, Kylie Baker.
And now batting the center fielder, Hallie Scheel.
Really batting for the Cubettes, number one, center fielder, Hallie Scheel.
Senior center fielder has the only hit of the ball game thus far. And pitch is a strike called 0-1. And Hallie's going to be hitting 4.
Oh, Bob Marcos. Sorry, right, Bob. My goodness.
And don't forget Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit galaches. Yeah, and those breakfast tacos are very good, by the way.
You had to bring that up. I knew you were going to do it. I knew it.
And then also don't forget to visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. Barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, and side orders, stuffed baked potatoes, great barbecue sandwiches. And pitch is swung on and missed. And don't forget their motto over Nathan's.
No fear about our rib.
Yeah, Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. Proud supporters of area sports. And a pitch to Scheel, and that's going to be foul over to the third base side. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. And if we don't get a winner this evening, then our next broadcast on Thursday night, when we're with the Brenham Cubs in Montgomery, that'll go up to $40 worth of gasoline. Yeah, we keep going until we get a winner. We've already had 4 gasoline winners this year. Yeah, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Scheel. Reams next pitch, and Scheel line drive.
Wow.
Nice play there by the third baseman for College Station. That's Reese Dalton.
What a play by Reese. Great shot. And a great play.
And that'll bring up Kaylin Rodriguez.
Number 20, the first baseman, Kaylin Rodriguez, up next for the Cubettes.
Rodriguez laid down a sacrifice bunt her first time up. This time she'll be swinging away, and Kaylin's hitting 4.
Becky Jasinski.
Okay. Becky, you are next up here. And Kaylin swings and misses 0-1.
Came with change up that time.
Yeah.
Right? At Kaylin off balance.
Working a little bit quickly more.
And next pitch coming from Ream. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-2.
Boy, she comes back with fastball, and that fastball even looks quicker yet.
Yeah.
No balls, 2 strikes here, top of the third inning. No one on.
And next pitch, and Rodriguez swings and missed, chased one outside.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
And retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. So no winner in the home run innings. That means our next game on Thursday night with the Brenham Cubs, we go up to $40 worth of gasoline in the home run inning. And meanwhile, we'll head to the bottom of the third. Still no score here with the Cubettes at College Station. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham. Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And as we come back here for College Station, it'll be Kalia Carrion, followed by Shannon Yates and Chloe Ream. And Carrion stepping in here. Left-hand batter against the right-handed pitcher, Baker. And takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And next pitch outside for a ball, and it's 2-0.
You think she's related to the boss?
I'm pretty sure.
It's probably a pretty good idea. It's a pretty good chance.
And next pitch is a strike, 2-1.
Good job there by Kylie. Come back. 2-1 on carry on.
Next pitch coming. That one up high, and it's 3-1. And Villas playing in, looking for maybe a bunt here. And that one, a ground ball is short. Maurer up with it, fires across to Rodriguez, and that's one away. And for Avery now.
Back to the top of the order now.
That's five putouts in the
sophomore
game. Sophomore
shortstop, number eight.
She's been on target tonight.
She's right where she normally is.
And so Shannon Yates, the batter. She led it off for College Station with a strikeout. And next pitch up high from Baker, and it's 1-0.
Sun's starting to set, wind is starting to pick up.
Sun's starting to set here at the ballpark. And pitch is down low for a ball.
Thus far, Doug, the Cubettes are playing how they are highly capable of playing.
Yeah. And time call. Baker wants a different ball. And Yates ready to step back in there. And next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. And that one, ground ball foul up the third base side. That'll even the count out at 2-2 now.
So wings and more, foul ball.
Pitch. And that one out to right field, and Holmes dropped the ball, hit her right in the glove.
Nice shot to right field by Shannon Yates. Up next for the Cougars, junior
and
catcher
Yates aboard,
number 12, Chloe Reed.
And I think we're going to get a substitution here. And it looks like Kaylee Rodriguez is going to go into right field. And after two errors, Coach Van Hook pulling Nevaeh Holmes. So Kaylee Rodriguez, the new right fielder.
Say that, I'm crazy.
And Chloe Ream, the batter. And first pitch to Reem, up high, runner going, and the throw down, and she is in there safely with a stolen base.
Oh, she's stealing, she's stealing.
The runner on second count.
Oh, she didn't waste any time stealing that base, did she?
No, she did not. Next pitch. And that one a line drive, and that'll be a base hit. Rodriguez getting the ball back in a hurry. Runner coming home, and she is going to be safe. It's an RBI single, and that will put
shot to right field.
College Station on the board.
By Chloe, scores Shannon from second base. Score is 1-0 with number 20 junior pitcher Gracie Ream up to bat.
I'm a late bloomer, 3 years on the scene. 20 racks don't feel like nothing to me. Keep on the streets.
And so, one out, runner at first. Baker now in a trouble spot here, trying to work her way out of it with Gracie Ream, the pitcher, batting. And this one sent out to center. Back goes Shield. Back looking up, and that one's gone. A two-run homer.
Home run over the center field bench, right in the middle of the College Station logo. Big bang.
And so that'll make it now 3-0 College Station.
That puts the score at 3-0.
And that'll bring up Bryce Clendenin. She just absolutely got all of that one.
She tattooed that one.
Following the home run shot. Up next is the senior first baseman, number 9.
Very quick wrist, Doug.
And so Clendenin, the batter. And a pie for a ball, and it's 1-0. Still only one out here in this inning. And don't know what they said to the Baker from the dugout. She shook her head no. And next pitch is in there for a strike.
Good job by there, by Collie coming back, throw strikes.
And next pitch up high for a ball, and it's 2-1.
Baker Tigers slip this one down. 2-1.
And pitch is down low for a ball. 3-1. No bullpen activity yet for the Cubettes. And this one going to be sent out to left field. Over is maybe, and she'll haul it in for out number two. And that'll bring up Reese Dalton, the third baseman.
Fly out for Bryce. Up next for the Cougs, number 11, senior third baseman Reese Dalton.
And next pitch up high for a ball. That's 1-0. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. College Station has, in this inning, come up with 3 runs to jump out to a 3-0 lead.
Doing the damage. Slowly.
And that one is going to be a base hit in the left field for Dalton. And the inning is prolonged.
Left field shot.
And that'll bring up the designated player, Simone Clark. Clark walked on 4 pitches her first time up. And that one fouled back into the screen, and it's 0-1.
That's a Zaxby's foul ball.
Next pitch, outside for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. And next pitch by Baker. That one fouled into the screen, and it's 1-2.
That's an Urban Bird foul ball.
Yeah, so now she can just get one more strike here, get out of this inning, and give the bats a chance to go to work. And that one missing outside, and it's 2-2. Long look in, and Baker rocks and fires, and fouled into the screen again, right?
That's a church's chicken.
Good thing they got the netting there, otherwise that would have been probably right through the window here at the press box.
You got that right.
2 balls, 2 strikes. And that one is going to be a base hit, maybe over, and bowled it to a single. So back-to-back hits now for
nice
the
shot
Cougars.
To left field.
And that'll bring up Mia Wiggins, the center fielder.
Up next, number 2, junior center fielder, Wiggins.
Wiggins grounded to short in her first time up.
Keeping a roof on
and
going the other way.
2 outs here in the third. College Station with a 3-0 lead, looking for more. And this one, a ground ball to second. Teaming up with it, throws to first, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, though, the Cougars
shot
come up with 4 runs. Or no, excuse me, 3 runs on 2 hits, 1 error. Or excuse me, 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. And 2 left on. And we go to the 4th inning. College Station leading Brenham 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And we move on to the top half of the fourth inning. And Cubettes now find themselves in a hole 3-0 to College Station. And it'll be Sarah Mabee, Annie Beckendorf, and Avery Maurer to bat here. Yeah, against Gracie Ream. Mabee struck out her first time around, and she'll get another look at her.
Fourth inning. Now we're going up with the Cubettes. Number 14, and Sarah Mabee, the left fielder.
And maybe a right-hand batter steps in. Junior left fielder.
Sarah down on strikes her last at bat.
And swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1.
Yeah, it's kind of shaky. First inning in the third for Gracie Green. The man really wasn't there. But since then, she has been locked down in the circle.
Green seems to be starting to settle in. She's retired her last six batters in a row. And that one foul away, and it's 0-2.
And a handful of strikeouts to go with it.
Yep. O two pitch to Mabee. Up high that time, and it's 1-2. And this one, a ground ball to short. And they will fire on the first and
easy
get the out.
Play for sophomore shortstop
Shannon Yates. One out.
And that'll bring up Andy Beckendorf, the third baseman.
Up next for the Cubettes, number 19, Andy Beckendorf, the third baseman.
Yeah, Beckendorf swings and misses, and it's 0-1. She took a big cut there and came up empty. And up high for a ball. It's 1-1. Beckendorf takes the next one outside. Oh, he got the call the strike there. And 1-2.
Yeah, I've got a good look at it, Doug. It did catch that outside corner.
1-2 pitch. And swung on and missed. And a strikeout
one,
for Beckendorf.
1-2. Three strikes, you're out. Two down.
That's now seven
up
strikeouts for
Avery Maurer.
For Gracie
the shortstop.
Reed. And Avery Maurer, the batter. Maurer walked her first time up.
Maurer, shortstop, walked her first time up.
She's had a busy night in the field and now trying to see what she can do with the bat here. And swings and misses at the first pitch, and it's 0-1.
That's one thing about Gracie Ream. She has no problem going right out of batter.
Yeah, she has so far gone after everybody tonight. That one just missing outside the ball. It's 1-1. And got her to go fishing and came up empty, and it's she swings and misses. 1-2 now on Maurer.
Back up. One pitch away. 1-2.
And that one just missed. Reem was ready to walk off back to the dugout. And now instead she's got to throw another pitch. Two balls and two strikes on Maurer.
We're top of the fourth inning.
2-2 pitch, and Maurer sends one a little blooper and caught by the third baseman, and that will retire the side.
Another easy play for our third baseman, Reese Dalton.
For the Cubettes, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're halfway through this one, and Cougars lead the Cubettes 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And as we come back here, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning, and it's Aubrey Litton, the batter. She'll be followed by Galea Curion, and then back to the top of the Lady Cougar batting order with Shannon Yates. And the first pitch is a ball 1-0, and it's also time now for our Whataburger recap. And the Whataburger recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenton. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering now available. Whataburger, perfect all hours of the day, 24/7. And next pitch is a ball. It's 2-0. And really, it's been a scoreless game thus far. Only runs coming in the bottom half of the third inning. And we'll get to that after the next pitch. And ground ball foul. Just past Coach Vinny Carrion down there at third. And for College Station, it came up 3 runs. It was Shannon Yates reaching base on an error. And then coming around to score, Chloe Ream with a single, and she rode home on a 2-run homer by Gracie Ream. And that's basically where Stan Baker did good the first 2 innings, and now they're getting a second look at her. And meanwhile, Gracie Ream, with, I believe, I had her at seven strikeouts, and she's kept it scoreless through her first 4 innings of work. Giving up just 1 hit and 1 walk to the Cubettes. And that is your Whataburger recap. And it's a full count now. And this one to ground ball to short. Maurer up with it. Fires across to Rodriguez. And that's one away.
One out for the Cubettes.
Up next.
And that'll bring up Kalia Carrion.
Avery making it look easy tonight.
Well, yeah, she certainly has. She's had 6 chances and made all 6 plays. And next pitch is a strike called. Carry on. Carry on, grounded out to Maurer, her first time up. And that one outside of ball, it's 1-1.
Yeah.
And next pitch is taken up high for a ball. Two balls and one strike. And next pitch taken for a ball. It's 3-1. And while we got an opportunity here, we'll give you an update on the Brenham Cubs game. They're over in Montgomery tonight taking on the Bears. And right now that one is scoreless. Nothing in the bottom of the third. And that one is sent out to left field, and that is going to be a single for Carry On.
Left field single for Kalia.
Absolutely working away. And back to the top. That'll bring up Shannon Yates.
Sophomore shortstop, number 8, Shannon Yates.
And meanwhile, let's check in on the Burton Panthers, and they're in the top of the fifth inning. And right now it is Fayetteville leading Burton 5-1.
Ooh.
That's on the boys' side there. And girls in Mumford tonight. And right now is Mumford leading the Lady Panthers 3-2, play in the fourth inning there. So
that's a Dixie Chicken.
So we got one out, one runner aboard. A one count on Yates. Cubs trailing this 3-0 here. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. They play a regulation 7. Yeah, that one up high. Landry came up ready to fire just in case. Carry On thought about second. And the 1-1 pitch. Swung out and missed. Good pitch there by Baker. It's 1-2.
Yeah, pitch right at her shoulders.
Come on, Cougar fans. Let's get behind Shannon right here and make some noise.
Let her swing right through it.
Yates reached on there and scored a runner last time up. And that one outside's 2-2. And this one a little foul ball over toward the Cubette dugout.
That's a Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen foul ball.
And 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Chicken restaurants.
And next pitch. Ooh, that was a close
one.
It was close,
but it was a little loud, just a little loud.
So 3-2.
Full count
now
for Shannon. Let's get behind her, Cougar fans.
3 balls and 2 strikes. And that one is going to be a ground ball. Maurer's only play is to first. And she does make the out, so that's 2 away. Carry On had a great jump off of the bag, and so then didn't have a chance of getting her at second and possibly turn it 2.
Shannon advances a runner.
Good smart play there by Avery, getting the sure out at first.
And that'll bring up Chloe Ream. Ream flew out to right field her first time up and then had a single and scored a run her last time up. Yeah, I can imagine if you're Baker out there right now, you want to get Chloe here and not have to face Gracie.
Great point.
After what happened last time.
Great point. You beat me to the punch.
And an 0-1 count. Cougars leading at 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth over the Cubettes. Pitch up high, and it's 1-1. This is the start of the first, or the end of the first half of district, starting Thursday night. Then it starts the second half of district play. And this one's going to be a foul ball back behind us. Cubettes are going to be hosting Magnolia Thursday night at Alumni Field.
That's a win stop. Foul ball.
We got word from Coach that that one is, that start time there has actually been moved back. Normally the softball games are at 6:30, but Thursday night it's going to be a 7 o'clock start time. The JV game will start at 5:30, the varsity at 7 on Thursday night. And that one fouled away, one ball and two strikes on Chloe Ream.
That's interesting.
That's a BBQ Korean chicken. Foul ball.
Korean barbecue fried chicken right there, so
Baker looks at the dugout.
Not like the unique schedule of the Cubs.
Yeah.
Or the rest of the boys' district. Is,
and this
is
one turns on and fouls that one over toward. That one's heading for the parking lot.
That's a church's chicken. Foul ball.
Nope, we're back to repeat them now. So.
And one ball and two strikes. Two outs here in the inning. And that one way high goes to the backstop, and that'll move the runner
wild
up to
pitch
th-
allows,
third base.
23. Kalia carry on to steal. She's stealing. Oh, she's stealing.
Two balls and two strikes.
Maureen, runner 60 feet away.
And Baker ready. Two two on the way, and that one is going to be popped up. Landry and Rodriguez giving chase, but it's out of play.
Buck, 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 buck. Foul ball.
College Station looking to build on their lead, leading it 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner at third, two down. And the 2-2 count. Foul back to the fence, and that'll make it. That'll still keep it 2-2.
Tell you what, good job by Kylie. She's got her to reach for two or three pitches now, Doug.
And 2-2 pitch. Back to the pitcher. Baker will throw to first and get the out. That'll retire the side.
Thanks, the pitcher.
And
leads.
In the inning, there were no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we are through four. College Station leading Brenham 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park. Offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service, and fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
And as we come back here, we are in the top half of the fifth inning. It is College Station leading the Brenham Cubettes 3-0. And for the Cubettes here in the inning, it'll be Nevaeh Holmes, Mackenzie Tiemann, and Stella Landry to bat here against Gracie Ream.
Kaylee Rodriguez.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to write that down. Kaylee Rodriguez. in place of Nevaeh Holmes. So let me make the changes in there.
All right, back to the action. Top of the fifth inning. Cubs up to bat. Number 17.
Kaylee Rodriguez, who came into the game to play right field.
Rodriguez, substitution of the game.
Rodriguez came in for Holmes after Holmes made a couple of errors in the outfield. And so the first pit, this will be her first at bat of the game. And pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. And Holmes had one previous at bat, struck out. And next pitch, Rodriguez swings and misses, and it's quickly 0-2. Be Rodriguez teaming in Landry here.
0-2 now for Rodriguez.
And that one inside, and caught the corner for strike three.
1-2-3 strikes. You're out. One down for the Kooks. Up next.
And that's now eight strikeouts for
number
Gracie
nine,
Reed.
Mackenzie Thiemann.
And Mackenzie Thiemann the batter. Reem ready. The next pitch is a ball, 1-0. Swung out and missed, and 1-1. Yeah, Reem working quickly, going right after the hitters. Swung out and missed, and it's 1-2. And that one down low skips away from the catcher. Two balls, two strikes. That one a little bit low, and it's 3-2, a full count now on Thiemann.
Cougar fans, let's get behind Gracie right here. Full count.
And outside, ball four, and Thiemann draws the walk. Second walk issued tonight by Reem, and that'll bring up Stella Landry.
Up next for the Cubettes, number 16, the catcher, Stella Landry.
Yeah, Landry takes the first pitch for a strike. Landry fouled out, and the first baseman, Clendenin, made a great play on her in foul great catch in foul territory on her back, and that was the second inning. And pitches outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. And Landry squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back, and now Thiemann, oh, they threw the ball down in the corner, but Thiemann didn't get up fast enough to move to second.
Tell you what, good job there again by the right fielder, backing up that errant throw.
Yeah, certainly was. That's Caitlin Goggin out there in right field for the Cougars. And 2-1 pitch for Reem. Landry, that one tailed in, pulls the bat back, and it's going to be ball three.
fun be pulled off here. Good one.
Squares away, pops this one foul back into the fence, and it's 3-2.
I like the move there by coach, trying to move the runner up.
Kinley and Koviak do up next, and strike three called on Landry.
One, two, three strikes. You're out. That's the second out for the Cougs. Two down. Up the bat.
That'll bring up Kinley and Koviak.
Number 11, designated player, Kinley and Koviak.
Two down, runner at first for the Cubs. And Koviak to get on, that would bring Hallie Scheel up to the plate.
Third baseman are allowed by Gracie.
And that one is a strike call, and it's 0-1.
No runs, one hit. Left two runners on base, and while Power Station, three runners on five hits, five runners on base.
And Koviak tried to hold up and couldn't, and it's strike two. 0-2 count now.
Came with that changeup again, Doug.
It just
been an effective pitch for Bream.
And Bream's next pitch. Very close. I'm guessing that one was high. 1-2.
Catcher's mitt was at her just right at her forehead.
Well, and then Koviak swings and misses. That's strikeout number 10 now for Reem.
One, two.
And so she strikes out the side in the inning, and no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth, and Cubettes lead it. Cougars lead the Cubettes 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the fifth, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And back we go here to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And it is 3-0. College Station leading the Cubettes.
And the Cougar bats are up. Number 20, junior pitcher, Gracie Ream.
Gracie Ream 1-for-2, but that one was a two-run homer last time up. And takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0.
We found out why she's in the three hole.
Yeah. And Baker found that one out the hard way. And that one in there for a strike. It's 1-1. And that one.
Oh, good pitch there by Kyle.
And the Parsons went around. It's 1-2. Next pitch from Baker. It sends a fly ball. It's hooking foul. And Baker can let out a big sigh of relief on that one.
Huge sigh of relief.
That one turned on it just a little too much. Otherwise, that would have been her second long ball of the night. One, two pitch. Outside a ball, and it's 2-2.
Landry tried to frame it back in, but it very...
Two balls, two strikes.
Yes.
And strike three, caught her looking. Second strikeout for Baker. And out number one recorded.
The
previous pitch, Doug, Collie had come with changeup, and then she came with that fastball on the inside corner, and it just froze Ream.
Yeah, and that brings up Clendenin now. Clendenin 0 for 2. And first pitch to her is up high for a ball. It's 1-0.
Grounded to short, fly to left.
Baker working here in the fifth inning. And pitch inside a ball, and it's 2-0. And next pitch coming. Just missing, and it's 3-0.
Thought that one was pretty good.
Yep.
3-0 count now.
And so now, Baker ready. And the delivery to Clendenin. Up high, ball four. And Clendenin draws the
walk. Walk, 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 walk.
And that'll bring up Reese Dalton, the first baseman.
Up next, senior third baseman, number 11, Reese Dalton.
Dalton 1-for-2 in the game.
That is only the second walk by Colley, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Five hits and two walks. And that one a little short flare out to behind the second base bag, and Maurer is there for out number two. And that's two down now. I'll bring up Simone Clark.
Up next, number 24, sophomore, designated player Simone Clark.
And Clark has walked and singled in her two at bats, so she's been on base both times tonight. And pitch coming outside of ball, 1-0. So Clendenin on it first, two away here in the fifth inning. And she sends this one a long way and foul.
Just foul.
She turned on
that
one.
Bourbon bird, hot chicken.
That was one like Gracie Ream just turned on it a little too quick.
Hit it a mile, but foul.
Davis said things that travel that far, that high, that fast, usually have two at the bottom.
One ball, one strike.
That's been a massive
moonshot. That is 1-1. And pitched up high for a ball, and it's 2-1 now on Clark. Mia Wiggins, the center fielder, waiting on deck for the Cougars.
Baker, it's her 2-1 sign.
Baker ready, and next one coming. Just missed, and that's ball three.
Just missed.
And check swing, and they're going to check with the base umpire, see if she went around. Base umpire says no. And so it'll be 3-1.
3-1 count for Simone Clark. Let's see if she starts hunting that fastball.
And That one is a chopper back up the middle, off the glove of Tiemann and into center field. And so the runners are going to be safe.
Yep. Advancing runners with a single right there by Simone.
That'll bring up Mia Wiggins.
Number 10, Junior Bailey Souther.
It looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter here.
Did you get that pinch hitter, Doug?
Bailey Souther hitting for Mia Wiggins. So Souther coming in here. Wiggins have been 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs. So you got two runners on, two outs in the inning. And next pitch coming. That one is slap foul over towards the College Station dugout. It's 0-1.
That's a chronic chicken and fries foul ball.
And Baker set. Next pitch is taking for a strike in. It's 0-2 now on Wiggin or on Southard. And now let's see if they can, if she can get her here. Maintain this, keeping it just a 3-0 game. And that one foul up the third base side.
That's maybe over to retrieve chicken fingers foul ball.
Two strikes now on seven.
No balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. College Station trying to add to their lead. They're up 3-0 here on the Cubettes.
Extend that lead. Bailey Southard.
And came close there, and it's a ball outside, 1-2.
Good pitch. Tried to get Southard to go for it, but
she held up.
Held up.
Bailey Southard just want to rip this one right over the shortstop's head.
Long look in by Baker. And she's ready with the 1-2. And this one foul up the third base side past Beckendorf. And that'll make it, that'll hold the count at 1-2.
That's a Chick-fil-A foul ball.
Yeah, time is called. Yeah, Southard going to step out here. Runners at first and second, two down. And the next pitch, foul tip at the feet of Landry. And time is called. Coach Olivia Van Hook going to go out and
that's
have a
That's a KFC foul
with
ball.
Their infielders.
We've got a break in the action. Meeting at the mound for the Cobets.
And so Coach Van Hook trying to get everybody on the same page here and also checking with Baker. Trying to get her through this inning.
I'm wondering, Doug, did she maybe throw a pitch that not called by the coaches?
That could be. She maybe missed
because
missed a sign.
Made Stella stay at the plate. That's the only reason I'm saying that.
And Southard fouls this one.
Bailey Southard hanging tough. That's
off the screen, and it's 1-2.
Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen foul ball.
It's number 8 of the AB right here for Southard. It's something. Good contact from the left center field. They're playing that line. Good score, 1-1 to pitch.
And outside for a ball, 2-2.
2-2 now.
Aubrey Linton waiting on deck, hoping to get a chance to bat here in the fifth.
Brett.
Clendenin at second. Clark at first. And this one, a ground ball. Beckendorf throws to first and got her.
That's three outs for the
And Cubs. Will retire the side. And
so headed into the
in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and two left on. And we go to the sixth inning. Still 3-0 College Station. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmint Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market. 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Mr. Rice, Mr. Southern, the Macarena. Too cool.
And we head to the top of the sixth inning. And it is going to be Hallie Shield, Kaylin Rodriguez, and Sarah Mabey. And let's check in on the other scores going on. And for the we're looking in on the Cubs in Montgomery, and they're in the top of the fifth, and still no score over there in Montgomery. And
up next for the Cubs, number one.
And checking Burton Lady Panthers against Mumford. And Mumford leading that one 3-2. Play is in the fourth inning there. And for Burton Baseball, they're trailing Fayetteville 5-3 in that one.
Okay, I missed the Brenham score, Doug. I was
nothing in the fifth inning.
Oh my goodness! Got a barn burner over in Montgomery.
Swings and misses. It's 1-1. Shield 1-for-2 in the game, singled her first time up, and then lined to the third baseman last time up, and swings and misses there. One ball, two strikes. Reem with a look in. And outside for a ball. He's only allowed three base runners this evening, the one hit to Shield, and then walks to Maurer and Tiemann, and that has been it for the Cubette offense. And Shield sends this one out to left field, and that is going to be caught for out number one.
Aubrey Litton with out number one for the Cougs.
And that'll bring up Kaylin Rodriguez.
Left fielder at Hallie played about perfectly.
Yeah. And Rodriguez laid down a sack bunt her first time up and struck out last time.
Up next for the Cubettes, number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez, first base.
And next pitch coming, Rodriguez swings and misses 0-1. Yeah, that time Reem just blew it right by her. And swung on a miss, and it's one ball and two strikes, or no balls, two strikes rather. And Cubs need to get the offense going. They're running out of outs in this one. And Rodriguez swings and misses. And
1, 2, 3 strikes.
She's down on strikes.
That's out number 2 for the Cougs. Up next.
And brings up number Sarah Maybe.
The left fielder, Sarah Maybe.
Maybe struck out her first time up and grounded a short last time up. Swung out and missed, and it's an 0-1 count. And that one, a slow roller up the first base side, and that's foul. 0-2 count.
That was one of those that was in. Or it was out, it was in, and back out.
Yep, just kind of hugged the line all the way, or hugged the line all the way up to first base. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. And that is a dozen now for no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. College Station lead is 3-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
And as we start the bottom of the sixth inning,
we've got sophomore number 43, left fielder Aubrey Litton.
And Aubrey Litton, the batter. Litton 0 for 2 in the game. She's grounded a short both times she's been to the plate. And Baker ready with her first pitch of the inning. And that's taken for a ball. It's 1-0. We're back here in the bottom of the sixth. College Station leading at 3-0. Only runs coming in the bottom of the third inning. Other than that, both pitchers have been putting zeros on the board.
Been a long time since we've seen that many zeros on the board.
Yeah. And this one, a ground ball foul over toward the College Station dugout.
That's a Brookshire's Brothers bucket, a bone-in chicken foul.
One ball and one strike.
Oh, that changeup again.
Got in there and 4-strike, 1-2. Good pitch by Baker.
Really good changeup that time by Kylie.
And next pitch coming. Outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes.
111 pitches on the evening. Cougars could theoretically walk this one off here.
And this one sent out to center. Backtracking. Teeman hauls it in. And Teeman makes the grab for out number one.
By the Cubettes.
And that'll bring up Delia Carey on.
Freshman, second baseman, number
43. As a carry on to bat here. With one out, nobody on in front of her.
Grounded to short, singled to left, her last at bat.
And next pitch, taken for a ball, it's 1-0.
great to meet now.
And next one in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. And next pitch is in there for a ball, and it's 2-1. And that one inside for a ball.
Tell you what, we don't want to lose this batter. Need to get it out here. You're getting up to the top of that order again.
Exactly. Three balls and a strike. And that one's going to be sent out to center. Shield closing, and it drops in for a hit. And Carry On going for two, and she's going to be in there with a stand-up double.
Kalia with a great shot for a double right there. Brings up.
And that'll send us back to the top of the College Station batting order with Shannon Yates.
Shortstop number 8, Shannon Yates.
Yates 0 for 3 in the game, but did reach base on an error and score run, and that was back in the third inning.
Best scoring chance Cougars have had.
And now it's stepping out on Baker. And this one's going to be popped up. And Rodriguez calling for it, and she'll make the grab for out number 2.
Foul ball by Shannon, caught by the Cubettes.
2 outs.
And that's going to bring up the catcher, Chloe Ream.
Junior number 12, Chloe Ream.
And Ream 1 for 3 in the game with a single and run scored.
Kylie's done a good job on Yates, keeping her off the base with the exception of going back to that third inning on that fielder's choice.
And now Ream the batter. And first pitch taken for a ball.
Not a bad pitch.
And Gracie Ream on deck.
Been able to get out of the tough spots. Only blemish. 3-run bottom of the third inning started by this girl at the plate.
And that one's going to be fouled away. One ball and one strike.
Trying to get something started. Two outs. Love the sixth inning. Give them a little more breathing room. Head to the top of the seventh.
One ball, one strike, two down.
Through. One from Baker.
And next pitch going to be popped up. Beckendorf giving chase. And couldn't come out as she went to the dugout there.
Foul ball.
And that one, so that'll make it 1-2.
Second door, trying to make sure she had room.
McEndorf was trying to make sure she didn't run into the dugout there and ended up not being able to catch the ball, and it's 1-2 pitch. And that one just misses outside, 2-2.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Bottom of the sixth inning, College Station on top, 3-0.
And Baker with the 2-2 pitch. And that one's going to be popped up. Tiemann calling for it. And Tiemann will haul it in.
Three outs for the Cubettes.
Takes us to the top of the seventh. And it's do or die for the Cubettes. College Station leads it 3-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixings. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And as we come back here, it's College Station leading the Brenham Cubettes 3-0 on the top of the seventh. And almost forgot to do this one, but we're going to go ahead and do it now. It's time for the Mattress Guys giveaway. And be the third caller to the KWHI studios right now on 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Malou Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family for a season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And the first pitch to Beckendorf is a strike in. It's 0-1. Beckendorf 0-2 with two strikeouts against Ream in this one.
Hey, Doug, if they win and they don't want it, you or I can flip for it.
I'd be okay with that.
We'd go with that one.
We'd probably have to run that by Anthony first. But
exactly.
I'm sure he's our buddy. I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
We try. Yeah. We try.
And swung on and missed. One ball, two strikes on Beckendorf. Ream with 12 strikeouts already, going for number 13, and misses outside for a ball. 2-2 now. And that one fouled over toward the College Station dugout. Two balls and two strikes. And strike three called. That's a baker's dozen now.
Beat me to the punch, Doug. Good job. Baker's dozen.
And now that'll ring up Avery Maurer here. Maurer walked her first time up and then popped a third her last time up. Cubettes down to their final two outs in this one. And this one foul away, and it's 0-1. A one pitch coming, and down low for a ball, and it's 1-1. And this one, a fly ball foul. Oh, that'll go over toward the batting cages area behind the first base dugout. And one ball and two strikes on Maurer. And Maurer sends this one a fly ball out to right field. Goggin over, and that'll be out number two. And so the Cubs down to their final out here. It'll be Kaylee Rodriguez.
Kaylee Duggan for the out. To that. Up next for the Cubs. Number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez.
And change up in there for a strike.
She's got that change up going tonight.
Yeah, it's almost unfair.
Really? I mean, you're totally off balance.
Yeah. And then once you can bring that fastball mixed in with it. And just like she did there, and it's 0-2. And just like that, the Cubs down to their final strike.
I tell you what, when you go from that changeup to that fastball like she's been doing and having such success with it, it's just, it goes right by you.
And 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed, and that is the ball game. 14 strikeouts, and that will send us to the post game. Final score, College Station wins it 3-0. And let you know this broadcast of the Brenham Cubet softball game made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association and our postgame show made possible by Kendura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielman Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. And we'll be back with the postgame show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blind Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between any or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Start the year off right with a New Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham and warm up with preseason savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with preseason savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
And as we come back here to the Lady Cougar softball field, and once again, your final score, the College Station Lady Cougars beat the Cubettes 3-0 tonight. Cubettes managed just one hit in the game, and that was the first batter of the game, Hallie Scheele, and then just a couple of walks, but an amazing performance there by Gracie Ream for College Station. Complete game shutout there. And we see why they're the number one team in the district right now.
There's no doubt about it. Good job by, you know, by Gracie Ream. She did such a good job of setting up the Cubettes. If she got a strike on you, she came with that changeup, and then she comes back with fastball. And, you know, if you look at that changeup and then with a fastball, you just can't catch up to it.
So. And on the flip side for the Cubettes, I thought Kylie Baker had a really great performance tonight, going out there after having not pitched in a while and going against the number one team in the district and holding a team that's been cranking out double-digit offense and holding them to just three runs in the game.
No doubt about it. You know, Kylie Baker just did an outstanding job of keeping those College Station hitters off balance all evening. I'm really proud of her. A little bit surprised, you know. Yep. She's done a very good job all year long, but tonight she pitched good enough to win.
She certainly did, and we've got more to come here on the post game after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Introducing new boneless Wada Wings from Whataburger, tossed in honey butter, honey barbecue, sweet and spicy, or buffalo. Now, we know there are some people who are going to say these premium chicken tender bites are not real wings. And to that we say, so what? It's okay to be deliciously incorrect. Butterflies aren't made of butter, French fries are not from France, and your daddy's famous pork butt, not actually butt. New boneless Wada Wings. Delicious? Yes. Correct? Who cares?
Wada Wings. Wada Wings. Wada Burger, Wada Wings. Just like you, Wada Wings.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete? A weekend warrior? Or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegan Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction and Stegan Tielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction and Stegan Tielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
As we come back here, we continue with more of the postgame show. And we're hoping to be joined by Coach Olivia Van Hook. As, once again, your final score, the College Station Cougars defeat the Brenham Cubettes 3-0, the final there. College Station now going to 7-0 in district, with the Cubettes dropping to 2-5. And we just got an update in, and unfortunately, not good news over in Montgomery either, as it is Montgomery now leading the Brenham Cubs 4-0 with play in the fifth inning there.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's going to make for, if that other score holds up, that'll make for two long bus rides home.
And no doubt about it.
And just got another more bad news. Fayetteville defeating Burton 6-5, the final score. Well, good news for our listeners in Fayetteville, but not so good news for our folks in Burton, as Fayetteville gets the win there. And meanwhile, it's time to go ahead and name our John Breeden Star of the Game. And our Star of the Game, I think we're going to have to go with Kylie Baker.
No doubt about it, Doug. She really did a good job. She came back. You know, the big key is she only walked two batters.
Yeah.
That is really very, very, very impressive. And, or am I right on that?
Let's see.
It's two. Yes.
Yeah, just two walks.
Just two walks.
Yeah.
And she only had two strikeouts, but I'm going to tell you what. She threw pitches that it was very difficult for that. She just did a really good job of mixing up her pitches and keeping those College Station hitters off balance.
Yeah, so she certainly did. So Kylie Baker, our John Breeden Star of the Game. Star of the Game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South A Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance that you can trust. And for our drive of the game, well, it goes to Hallie Shield of kind of hitting their first at bat, and that ended up being, unfortunately for the Cubettes, the only hit of the game.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's, you know, in exactly what we needed to do, we got Hallie on base, you know, her very first at bat, just, you know, just a really good job, and we thought maybe, you know, we could get a run up, and, you know, who knows what may have happened if we could have brought Hallie across the plate. But anyway, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game, Hallie Shield.
And drive off in a brand new vehicle today with the team at Hyundai of Brenham. They offer a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back after we hear more from our sponsors.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
And as we come back here to College Station High School, and once again your final score, the College Station Lady Cougars over the Brenham Cubettes tonight, 3-0 the final score there. And so now the first half of district over, and I think for the Cubettes, now it's time to get refocused. They proved tonight that they can hang with the best team in the district.
No doubt about it.
And so now they've just got to take what they learned here and build on that for when they start the second round Thursday night with Magnolia coming into Alumni Field.
That you're exactly right, Doug. And over in Magnolia, we both remember quite vividly that we were in the ball game. Then we had that one bad inning where they scored a ton of runs.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just kind of hard to, late in the game, it's just kind of hard to bounce back after that. But, we've said it more than once, but we got to put this one behind us. Starting the second round of district play, we got Magnolia in our backyard this time, so maybe we can repay the favor to them.
Yeah, we certainly hope so. You go back to that one, and you take out the one bad inning, and the Cubettes would have won that game 7-4.
No doubt about it. It's just it's the game of softball or the game of baseball, whichever is boys related.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
And that we're going to go ahead and take one more break, and we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Station, and of course we've got coming up, our next broadcast is going to be this Friday, or no, Thursday night, because of the Good Friday holiday, and we'll check in one more time on the Brenham Cubs and see how they're doing with Montgomery. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning right now, and it is still Montgomery with a 4-0 lead, and so far the Cubs have only managed just two hits in that game. Drake Behnke has got both of them. And Brody Hayman got the start and was doing good, and then they got to him in the fifth inning. He had shut him out through the first four innings, and then they put four on the board in the fifth. And so now Luke Hardy pitching in there. And we won't have a final by the time we get off the air, but be sure you tune in to the morning show, and we'll have a final for you there for that one. Meantime, that's going to do it for us here from College Station. I want to thank Madison for always great work back in the studios. And, of course, big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in, and big thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports. Doug and Tommy said goodnight, everybody.